cruising down the street in my 6'4".
Just like that, somebody turned off the rain and the sun come out.
I'm your huckleberry.
Hey everybody, you don't know me, but I'm on TV, so you can trust me. Welcome to the This Is Tampa podcast with
Rob.
And I'm Jen, and today we have a very special guest, Mr. Eric Bunch with NTP2 Photography. Did
yes,
I say that correctly?
You nailed it.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for being here today, Eric.
Yeah, not a problem. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure. I think we met at a LinkedIn event about a month ago.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, kind of connected right away, and you had a podcast, I had a podcast, and
I think you and I are the only ones using the one street or hosting site.
Oh, BuzzFeed.
Yeah, Buzzsprout.
Buzzsprout.
Yeah, Buzzsprout. I was like, oh, thank God, I found someone else that uses Buzzsprout.
Right.
Well, so tell us a little bit about your business, your photography business, your podcast. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so I got started in the photography industry about 10 years ago. My parents owned a independent photography store, a retail store, and I started working there. I really wanted to work with my family. So a lot of people ask me why, it was like the thing to do. You know, everyone said, oh, I work with my parents or I work with my sister, or, you know, whatever else.
Yeah.
So I wanted to do that. So I started working there, and everything was going good. I started learning, started shooting. I could take on certain clients I wanted to, you know, that sounded interesting. So I did things that just intrigued me. So that was how I got started in the photography community. And then about 4 years ago, I started my own company. The retail store closed down, and I started my own company doing photography and video for hire. So that's how I transitioned from retail into shooting professionally.
Did you take any courses at the time? Are you self-taught?
Self-taught, yeah. Okay. Self-taught, yeah. I had a lot of mentors that were clients of mine through buying gear. So they instilled a lot of knowledge into me. I started in studio photography. So I was mentored by a professional photographer that shot for a lot of magazine companies out of New York. Wow. And so he mentored me over maybe an 8-week period. I go over to his house, his home studio, about twice a week. Mm-hmm. And he mentored me in the business side and the shooting side, and to the point where he actually had me teaching the classes he was offering.
Wow.
So that's where I got my knowledge, and then I started teaching classes. I started being part of boards for schools and photography programs.
So you just picked right up,
it
is kind of seamless from retail to this. I bet your technical knowledge is pretty good, like product knowledge as far as cameras and lenses.
Well, I mean, the last 4 years I've kind of lost sight of that.
Well, yeah, now you're kind of doing the other side of
Now I don't pay attention to what new camera's out and things like that.
That's awesome. So do you do a lot of outdoor shoots? Do you do shoots with people?
If you haven't noticed already, with my cool hat here, this is about as close to, golf gear that I get. We're at you see the background, Tampa Palms Golf and Country Club. Thank you for hosting us and letting us do this here.
We wanted
to mention that in the beginning, but we got a pretty cool setup here.
This is a beautiful location.
Mm-hmm. With the help of Eric and picking out the background.
Yeah.
I shot a wedding. It was right in here. Aww. And then the wedding suite is on top of there.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I was just going to ask, do you do weddings and
So it's kind of split into two different divisions. So I have the personal side, which is weddings, family portraits, parties, anniversaries, and then the commercial side. So business headshots, marketing videos, product photography. That's pretty much the two different sides of it.
Yeah.
And then I do real estate as well. So the products I've photographed, earrings before, and then I have one client that they outfit airplanes. So I've photographed, airplanes. So anything in between.
Yeah. Anything that could be taken a picture of, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But it's mainly working with people, because that's where my experience was in studio. So I figured out how to bring the studio outside, and that's what I started doing.
That's awesome. Well,
what do you, which type of photography do you like, enjoy doing the most?
Commercial. Yeah. Working with business owners is really what I enjoy the most, because everything is different. Yeah. No business owner's the same. You know, they all have their own technique. They all have their own strategy. They have their own product. So it's constantly different.
Yeah. Is it easier? And we apologize for the unexpected landscaper in the background.
Hopefully I'll be able to edit that out.
Yes. Is it easier to photograph products versus people?
Well, technically, yes. But I enjoy working with people. That's like my behavioral style is I like people. So that's what I prefer. You know, products, you don't get any kind of feedback. Like, you know, you can't tell. You know, you can do some pretty cool stuff, but a lot of times when I'm photographing products, you know, I'm the only one photographing the product. I'm like, man, that was an awesome shot, but I'm the only one in the room that's getting excited about it.
Right.
That is so cool. Wow.
Yeah, I imagine that happens a lot. Like, you know, obviously when, like, you're photographing weddings and stuff like that, you know, and you could speak to this, I'm sure, you know, you're anxiously waiting for your wedding photos.
Yeah.
You know you took some great shots.
Yeah.
But they don't know. So they're kind of probably like, you know.
Like, what's going to happen?
Yeah, like, what are these, you know, but you know already. Like, you're the only guy in the room that knows.
Yeah. That, well, and I can get feedback. Shot. I can, you know, if I can get others excited about what I'm doing, then that only helps me to do even better.
Yeah.
Well, so, and I see we have a calendar here with some shirtless firemen on it.
Yeah, so I brought this. This is the latest project I just worked on, was the 2020 Men of Tampa Fire Rescue.
Wow.
So I helped with the graphic design of it and then all the photography I did.
Oh my gosh.
And so the brief story about it is my brother was a firefighter for Tampa.
Wow.
And so that's kind of my passion behind working with the firefighters. My brother lost his battle with cancer back in 2015.
I'm so sorry.
But I stay in contact with a lot of these guys, so they reached out to me and said, hey, we want to do a calendar, and I was all for it.
That's awesome.
Speaking of on that, I think you said that you have some involvement with the museum as well?
Yeah, that's where my family started volunteering a lot, was the Tampa Firefighters Museum.
Okay, yeah.
So we help out there a lot. My mom actually works there now. They created a position for her.
Wow.
So she helps out. She sells all the firefighter shirts, and she sells all the things to the firefighters, and then everything to civilians, like shirts, hats, you know, that kind of memorabilia kind of thing.
Wow.
But that's awesome. Is kind of a good example of what my photography is like.
Yeah, that looks pretty legit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, I'd like to see the female version of it, but...
I should have brought
Jen's enjoying
I'm
this
sorry.
One.
I'm sorry I didn't bring
I
that
I see
version.
You're kissing up to Jen. Here.
Yeah, I'm
I'll
sorry.
I'll take a look at this version.
You can take a look at that. I didn't bring the female calendar.
Oh, my God. So if people want to get a copy of this, where do they go to pick one up?
They go to thehumanesocietytampabay.org.
Okay.
And you can order it right off the Humane Society website.
Perfect.
All the money we raise is going to the Humane Society.
That's awesome. That's great. Aw. Well, thank you for doing that. That's a big... important cause is the Humane Society.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
There's a dog in every photo.
Oh,
so,
perfect. I mean, what more could you ask for?
Yeah.
A shirtless firefighter and a dog.
Yeah.
I mean, hello.
No firemen were hurt in the production of this this calendar.
That's
Everyone asked me, they're like, was it difficult to work with dogs? I mean, I would say the dogs were the easier side of it.
Really? Oh,
because
my gosh.
The dog is going to make or break the photo. If the dog, like, is looking away, I can't use the photo no matter how good the guy might look.
Yeah.
So I told them, I'm like, you need to be ready all the time. Like, the dog is going to make or break your photo.
Right.
Because
really?
If the dog looks
be
dumb.
Honest, Jen, did you even see dogs?
I love dogs.
She saw Humane Society. Yeah. That's as much as the dog she saw.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Oh my gosh. Well, I guess kind of going along that, so I know you said you would think the dogs would be the more challenging one, but they really weren't. Yeah. What is, like, the biggest challenge of being a photographer in this crazy era where there's so many photographers out there and, you know.
Like real estate agents.
Yeah, just like real estate agents.
Well, I mean, nowadays, I mean, everyone has a cell phone, so, you know, everyone's going to take a lot of pictures on their cell phone, but the art of photography is that you can take the picture that was just taken and you can utilize it in different forms. I mean, you can't take a picture on your cell phone and make a 20 by 30 print to hang on the wall like an art piece.
Right.
You know, that's just, it's not going to support, you know, that type of print. You know, then there's the lighting side. A lot of people don't understand about lighting, and that's where our knowledge can come in. Mm-hmm. So, some, you know, I see a lot of photos of networking events, and I talk to a lot of people, and they say, oh, we don't need a photographer. We're just going to take some photos with our phone. Well, a lot of them will come back to me like, yeah, I think I should have had you come in because we don't understand the lighting side. We don't know how to work with people in order to say, hey, can you pose? Can you twist? You know, so, I mean, it's not only the photo itself, but it's the coaching behind it.
Right.
How to pose, how to stand.
Yeah, I think that's, it's difficult, especially the lighting part, like getting that figured out. Mm-hmm. And you can tell what sets like a great photographer apart from, you know, an amateur or somebody that's new. Like you can see just by looking at them. And you'll know scrolling through the MLS, like looking at some people that take them with their cell phone camera, I just can't believe it.
I know.
I'm like, really? Why? Why?
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I see,
I
see a lot of that.
I would always hire a professional photographer.
Yeah, for sure.
Because just because of that, because I could take, you know, to get 10 shots, I'd have to take probably a million and maybe get lucky on 10, you know, just to be perfect. But like you said, framing everything, the lighting, the poses and whatnot is it's a lot. I mean, I've watched a lot of videos and stuff like that on it, and it's a lot more than people realize.
Yeah.
They think you're just taking the camera, pointing at them, and
there's a lot of and I talk about this quite often because, you know, I'm licensed through the county and I'm insured. Yeah. So it's not just my gear that's insured. I have insurance that will protect the client. So if some tragedy happens and the gear is destroyed or something, the pictures, or maybe someone trips over a light stand, like I have insurance for that.
Right.
So that's what sets professional photographers apart from all the other photographers out there.
Right.
And, you know, people say, oh, well, you know, doesn't that make you mad? There's someone out there charging $100 for an all-day wedding, you know, shoot. I'm like, well, no, it doesn't really make me mad. I mean, you know, everyone's got to do their thing. But at some point, people are going to recognize, you get what you pay for.
Right.
So
that's so true with everything, you know.
Yeah.
So, and then I know you said you do videography as well, or cinematography. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we started doing video pretty early on, and what we do with video is we take someone's idea and we'll just kind of extract that from their head and we'll create that.
That's
obviously the marketing side as far as like time, because a lot of people say, oh, I want to make a video, and they start telling me about it. I'm like, that's going to be like a 10-minute video. Who exactly do you want to watch that? Like,
right.
You know, because nowadays you've got attention span in different age groups. That's a big, big conversation. So we'll just kind of take what their idea is. One of the first videos we did was for one of my largest clients. They had a plane that they were certifying to go into use.
Wow.
And they needed a video of, they called it an evacuation practice. And so they needed video of the entire thing to show the FAA. And so we were able to go out there, set up cameras on everything.
Gosh, that's crazy.
And we did it within a short period of time. They called me 48 hours before, and we were able to pull it all together. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So do you do drone videography as well, or drone photography?
Yep, I've got a couple of drone pilots that, that I use for different scenarios.
I'm a drone pilot.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I got my license and everything.
There you go.
There you go. You can hire Rob.
Yeah.
I've done a few drones.
Oh my gosh.
Drone stuff.
That's so cool. Well, tell us a little bit about, and I know you have a podcast too, right?
Yeah, I'm on my second podcast. So I started a new one called Picture Perfect.
That's a good name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's kind of like, it kind of ropes in, you know, I like to talk about what I do. So I kind of rope in, you know, family and then the photography side and then the business, being an entrepreneur. So we kind of like rope all three of those together.
That's awesome.
You know, obviously having, I'm a very positive person, so, you know, having perfect in there, you know, some of our titles are, you know, getting the perfect sunset or doing this perfectly. And right. We try to rope that into it as well. So
clever. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, and tell us a little bit about your family. I know you live in the Lutz area, I believe.
Or... Yeah, I'm in the Lutz area. I've been married to my beautiful wife. It'll be 11 years on Saturday, actually.
Oh my gosh. Congratulations. Yeah. Wow. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got three boys. We've got three very rambunctious boys.
Yes.
Very crazy and keep me very, very busy.
Yes, but I can imagine.
We're big into Boy Scouts now. That's the latest thing. So they've got me doing like the Cub Master, assistant Cub Master. So I help out with like the different groups.
Mm-hmm. You guys doing camping yet?
Yeah, we've gone on several camping trips. We've got three more coming up.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot of camping trips.
Yeah, camping trips.
That's fun. Boy Scouts keep you busy. Boy Scouts.
It is very busy.
Wow. So what does your wife think of all this with your business and how active you are with your boys? Seems like you're constantly going and coming and going, and
she was so funny about it. She said, "Oh, you're going to own your own business. It means you get to take a lot of time off."
Yeah.
And so, my son said to me the other night, I was editing on the computer, and he came up. He goes, "Hey, you're the boss, right?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "I thought bosses take a lot of time off. You work all the time." I was like, "Well." I was like, I have to create this empire. Like, right. I'm in that creating part.
Uh-huh. See, I'm also the employee.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I'm the boss of myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You can nominate yourself Employee of the Month.
Yeah, he told me the other day, he said, "Hey, Daddy, I know what I want to do when I grow up. I want to help continue NTP2.
Oh.
And so I was like, well, that's awesome, but like, right. You know, I'm going to be like, I'm going to be an astronaut and a president. Like,
yeah.
You know, I don't want you to settle right now.
NTP2 stand for anyway?
So my grandfather started the retail store back in 1972, and then my dad took it on. So it stands for North Tampa Photography. That was the store. So it's kind of a second variation. Like
NTP2.
Wow. So how long has your family been in the North Tampa area?
We've been down here now. My dad's parents mm-hmm. were from this area, mm-hmm. Forest Hills actually.
Oh, wow.
And then my dad was born and raised here, and then he left California, then Virginia, and then that's where I was born, was in Virginia.
Wow.
So we've got pretty deep ties to the Tampa area.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're practically from here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 20 years, I mean, you graduated from Wharton, right?
Yeah, I graduated from Wharton.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Right here in New Tampa, so.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wharton, what's their, are they Wildcats or?
Yeah, Wildcats.
Yeah,
Wildcats. Wow, that was impressive.
Yeah.
You made me, I was like, oh, is that right?
Rob did his research.
Well, my daughter goes there. So.
Oh yeah, that's right. Oh my gosh.
What about the past? You'd gotten out of photography at one point, right?
Well, I didn't ever,
or not get out of, I wouldn't say, but you were
going
after another career.
Oh yeah, no, totally. When I graduated high school, so I did photography courses in high school, but I did it because my parents had a photography store. Like, it just seemed fitting that I do it. I didn't really have any interest in it. So when I got out of high school, my mom had said, "Oh, you need to do something with your hands, like something a computer can't take over for you." Mm-hmm. So I went to school to be a mechanic, and I was an automotive technician. I worked on diesel trucks and transmissions, and I went to school for that. So I did that for a while, and then when my son was born, when my wife was pregnant with my son, you know, I needed to find something that was more secure, because being a mechanic, it's in the wave of how much work is there. So if there's no cars pulling into the drive, then there's no work, we're not getting paid.
Right.
So I wanted something more secure where I could say, like, yes, go buy diapers. Not to say, oh, we didn't work on very much this week.
Right.
You know, we can't get anything this week.
Yeah.
So I wanted that security, and that's what allowed me to work with my family.
Open your own business. It's not always more secure, but, you know, it may have turned out to be that way.
No, it's going pretty good. So my dad still works with me. He does everything behind the scenes.
Nice.
And then I've got another couple of guys that work with me. So when we do larger events or weddings, then we have a team that goes out.
Well, going back to the car thing, are you a car guy? Like,
I do like cars.
You like cars?
I do like cars.
How about photography? Like, have you ever done any, like, cars?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I have. I don't get as much of a chance to do it, but one of my business partner, one of his clients is Lexus, and so when they launch new cars, then they'll bring it. Normally, they release like just white models of them, and we'll take the cars out. So we've taken a couple of cars out to like Ybor City, downtown Tampa.
Yeah, that's what
Island.
I would like. I think that'd be a great niche, like too. You know, doing photography,
automotive,
even doing it for private owners. You know, a lot of private owners now want to get
that's true.
I mean, everything we live in is like a social media world. Everybody wants to
that'd be cool
picture of their pride possessions,
right?
it's a select market, so everyone's gonna really
certain
invest.
Things like there's niche things like that, like pets, you know, taking pictures of pets and stuff like that. I know a lot of photographers that pretty much that's all they do, take pictures of pets.
Yeah, everyone's got their niche, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I know you got to run. I know you've got another photography, house photography coming up pretty shortly here. So how can people find you if they want to reach out to you, if they want to book a photo session for themselves or an event or for even real estate?
Yeah, so you can follow me on social media at NTP2 Photography.
Okay.
And then my website is ntp2.com. That's the easiest way. So I post a lot of pictures of what I'm doing. I'm constantly sharing things, kind of keep the community educated on what I've got going on.
That's awesome. And then if they want to find your podcast, it's called
Picture Perfect.
Perfect.
Yep.
Perfect.
And it's Picture Perfect Podcast, and I have a Facebook group. I'll Picture Perfect Podcast.
Okay, so they can join the Facebook group too.
Yep.
That's cool. Yep. Well, we'll make sure to link all that in the video on Facebook, YouTube, everywhere we share this. So thank you so much for being here, Eric.
No, thank
we
you.
We appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank this landscaping guy for being here too.
Yeah. He did a great job.
Yeah.
Go push him in the water.
He is making everything look good. So
you know what's funny though is this happened on our last.
Our last episode,
as well.
Oh, really?
Like, it's just starting to be a
thing.
Was
it here?
No, this was at the factory where we usually are.
They follow us everywhere, the landscapers. But I guess that's what happens when you live in Florida.
That's right.
Yeah, they try and get us.
Oh, my gosh.
They're trying to get us. They're out to get us.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Eric. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back.
All right.
Cool. All right. Thanks.
I should have done like a magic trick. Like, I was making them disappear or something. I should have done
that. Would have been hilarious.
Before.
Abracadabra.
I could have edited it and it would have been gone.
Oh my god, that's funny.
Anyway, alright.
Alright.
In 3, 2, 1.
Well, welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. Even though you didn't go anywhere. But we did. Obviously, somebody went somewhere. Yeah. Like magic, boof, gone. But yeah, Eric had a split. He had some business to take care of, some photos to shoot or whatever up in Zephyr Hills. So he couldn't stick out the rest of the podcast with our main topic, which would have been perfect for him, which was going
to
be about, you know, photography related stuff. Yeah,
but it'll be interesting. We'll be fine.
Yeah,
we've got this.
Yeah, we got this. We got your non-Florida man story.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah. Well, yes. So tell me a little bit about our non-Florida man story today.
Yeah, I'll do Eric's reaction too. Like,
okay.
I'll step in.
I like
and
it.
Do that. He's gonna be like, oh, really?
Oh my gosh.
Well,
okay.
When he hears. How much one of these purses? Do you know how much a Hermes? Is that how you say it? Hermes.
Hermes.
Uh huh. Oh,
no, I don't have one. So
you don't know how? Do you know
how?
Maybe
someone should tell my husband to buy me one, though.
Yeah. Do you know how much they cost?
No. How much are they?
And they're a little more than Louis Vuitton. I'll tell you that.
Oh goodness gracious!
According to this story that came out of New Jersey, a woman is suing because they're at a golf country club, I guess, like this one, suing the country club because the waiter spilled red wine on her $30,000.
Oh my goodness.
How do you say it?
Hermes purse. Why? Why Hermes would you spend that much handbag, money on a purse? I don't know. That's crazy.
$30,000. Yeah, I think it comes with a BMW.
Like, oh, it must.
Yeah. Like you just put the purse down and a BMW pops out.
Yeah, that's there you go.
You know, that's why it costs so much.
Gosh, wow. So I guess she's probably suing to get a new purse or something.
Well, she is, and now the country club's lawyer is questioning, after this purse has been examined by an expert, the authenticity of such. I cannot say it. Hermes purse.
You'll be an expert by then.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So now they may be countersuing.
The lady. Tap.
Oh, yeah. So it's getting interesting.
Oh my god.
Yeah, who the hell buys
$30,000? I think
purse?
That's crazy. Sorry to anyone who buys these bags, yeah, but
definitely not a non-Florida. A Florida man would definitely never, buy one of these purses.
Maybe in Miami or something.
Yeah. Maybe selling them down in Miami.
Yeah, there you
like
go.
These ones where she got hers.
Oh my gosh. I mean, how insulting as a woman.
For 10 bucks.
Someone tells you your bag is fake, that's pretty offensive. So, but
oh my God.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
Yo, I was watching this show. What the hell is it? Where the guy, I don't even know what it was. It was on the TV. I didn't purposely watch it, but anyway, oh, it was one of those things I just happened to catch when I was doing my stuff on the computer. The guy goes in with his girl. Mm-hmm. To something with her ring.
Uh-oh.
Oh, they're going to look at other jewelry.
Uh-oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Earrings or something. So the lady at the counter goes, oh, I love your ring. How much did you pay for it? Right?
Oh, no.
So she takes it off and she gives it to the jeweler. So the jeweler starts looking at it. She goes, this is... cubic zirconian, right?
No.
And the girl looks at the guy and he's like, what? He's
oh.
like, that's not, he goes, that's not fake. Oh. Like, she goes, this is fake. She started feeling him.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
She thought it was a $30,000 ring.
No.
Yeah.
And, oh man, that's awful.
Yeah.
I mean, why would the jewelry store lady even call her out, you know?
Oh, it was funny.
That's kind of rude.
Maybe it was set up for the TV.
Maybe.
I don't know. It's like some reality thing.
Oh, I wonder, was it 90 Day Fiancé? Because I feel like I might have seen this, and I do watch 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, maybe it was. I don't know.
Maybe that's what it was. I don't know.
I'm not admitting to watching any of that stuff, but it was on. Anyway, I thought that was funny with the fake stuff. And there's a lot of fake stuff, like in New York.
Yeah.
New York City, when you're there. Mm. I mean, I bought a fake Movado, like, years ago.
Yeah.
As a gift from my uncle, he didn't care. He's just like, oh, yeah. He knew it was fake.
It looks real enough.
Of course, I wasn't going to, yeah. It was only like 10 bucks, but it looked real.
That counts.
Yeah.
They've got their good fakes in New York, so.
Oh, yeah. They got some good ones. They got some bad. Hey, I've had them passed on to us from, people putting them down for the collateral,
mm-hmm.
you know, on a casino marker.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Rolex, and turned out to be a fake.
No.
Yeah. One of our Asian dealers that's familiar with it.
Yeah.
We had him look at it.
Oh wow.
And he within 2 seconds could tell it was fake.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they gave the guy I think 5,000 marker on it. The guy never showed up. And he had a gold chain.
Yeah.
It was plated. It wasn't solid.
Oh.
So they got took on
God.
That one.
Wow. Things that go down at the casino. I can't imagine.
I was glad I didn't approve that one. But yeah.
Wow. Oh my God. Well, let's hear this New Jersey story here. You've got a video here.
I don't know. Is there a video?
I don't know. I thought I saw a play button, but maybe not. I mean, I
no,
just...
No, that is just the whole Fox News...
Yeah, it's a commercial, shocking.
Commercial thing.
Wow, that's crazy. That, but... So, out of the club had the pink Kelly bag examined by an expert, but declined to say more on the matter. Wow.
That's... I'm sorry, but you know what?
That's wild.
If you buy a $30,000 purse, you deserve this.
Yeah.
Like, really? I mean, come on, go feed somebody. Go do something.
You could do so much with that.
Yeah.
It's just, or go on a nice vacation or something. Wow. Yeah. That's wild.
Anything. Anything.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I mean, some people don't make that in a year.
I know. And just to spend it on a purse, but we'll have to follow.
Yeah,
that
that's
one.
What I'm saying. What the hell are you putting in the purse that is worth $30,000?
Yeah.
What are you putting in there?
Right.
Gold bricks? Like, what's worth that? What is?
I know. I would be nervous to carry something like that around.
Yeah.
It's just, you know. They're
you're a target. Yeah. Like, you know, especially like the ring thing, too. If you have a big giant.
Yeah. No, there's no way.
Cut your finger off to get it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. Well, that was a good find. We'll have to follow the story and see what happens with this purse. I'm curious to know if it's fake or not and see how it goes. So. That was a good find, Rob. Sorry, New Jersey, but hey.
Yeah.
It was about time for someone.
New Jersey in lady. The
north, northeast area there. Well, so our main topic today is about places in Tampa that are good. Again, we had Eric, the photographer, here. So places for photography, just basic like venues in general, I think. Would be cool to talk about, like if you're planning an event or a wedding.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot of great places, scenery, backdrops like this.
Yes.
You know, and speaking of weddings, they do a lot of weddings here.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons.
Right. Yep. So
I imagine. I mean, there's a bridge over that wooden bridge over there.
It's pretty.
You know, that was one of the places I was considering for the backdrop.
Oh, that would be nice. Yeah, it's a pretty backdrop we've got here. So, yeah, we're at Tampa Palms Golf and Country Club in the new Tampa area, or Tampa Palms area, I guess they call themselves. So, that's one.
Yeah.
What else did you find?
But no, there's some great, I mean, everybody likes, like I see on Instagram all the time, and, you know, obviously, like our picture in front of the Tampa sign down at Sparkman Wharf.
Yeah.
That's becoming a very iconic one.
It is.
But like a lot of the murals
and
stuff around town. There's the Tampa mural.
Yeah, the postcard mural.
Yeah, that one's
cool.
That one's a real good one.
Yeah. I remember I tried to take a picture there a couple weeks ago and a UPS truck pulled up in front.
Oh, really?
My picture, yeah. So I know. Foiled again.
Yeah, right? It must be related to the landscaping people that are always following us around.
It must be, yeah. Oh, man. What else you got?
So, no, in front of the museum that looks like a castle. I think this is the over there at the
the Henry B. Plant. Yeah, the University of Tampa. That's really pretty. It does look like a castle down there. It's incredible.
Yeah, well, you know, there in the skyline in general with the Sykes building and everything in the background, which by the way I've seen in a movie or not movie, the TV show Jack Ryan.
Oh.
They're filming in Tampa. And
nice.
They were on a boat and going by the skyline there, and you see the Sykes building in the back and everything else as they're driving. I thought it was pretty cool.
That is really cool.
Yeah, Jack Ryan's a badass show.
We'll have to check
you need
that
to check
one
it out.
Yeah,
yeah. You'll like it.
Later.
Your husband will like it. I know
this
that.
This weekend, yeah.
Like cool. I like it a lot.
Oh my gosh.
I binge watched it. Got done pretty quick.
Nice. Well, hey, there you go. Now you got something to do this weekend, or I have something to
There's
do.
There's two seasons. Yeah, you got a lot to do.
Oh my God!
Catching up, obviously Ybor.
Yes.
There's a lot of great, you know, opportunities there.
Yeah.
If you're looking for like an older feel.
Yeah.
You know, more industrial feel.
Yeah, a lot of history there. The old cigar factories, and now they've got the Scientology building down there. So that's interesting.
You and the Scientology.
I know they're putting a new hotel, a boutique hotel down there, so that's going to be cool to see what happens with that. Ybor is great. And that was actually modeled in the movie Live Live the Night, I think, with Ben Affleck, even though they didn't actually film that here in Tampa. They basically remodeled it in Atlanta. So it's really cool, Ybor City. There's a lot to do there.
There's a new opportunity, too. The Sunshine Skyway Bridge, they got the lights now.
Oh.
The other night, well, for Veterans Day, they had it, you know, red, white, and blue and everything. So, but every night they have, like, it lit up different. I think they do a different, I think it's just randomized.
That they did that every night, huh?
Yeah, so you can go buy on
Christmas.
Imagine Christmas.
Yeah.
It'd be good. New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
You got a boat, you know, obviously that'd be the best way to, to view it.
That would be really cool. Let's see what else is on here. They've got the Bucks Stadium, the Rays Stadium. Those are cool. Lightning. The Air Fest, the Tampa Bay Air Fest. That's always cool to get some cool shots if you are interested in taking pictures of airplanes.
I went to one like a year and a half ago at MacDill.
Oh.
That one was really good.
Yeah.
There's another air show beside that?
Yeah, it's called the Tampa Bay Air Fest. So I don't know when that usually falls, but it's on this list.
We got to figure that one out.
Oh, my gosh.
Some of these other ones, you know, they're going to be like opportunities, you know, different events or.
There's Gasparilla, which
Gasparilla would
always be interesting.
Yeah,
for
you're going to be able to take a lot of good pictures there.
Yeah. You better be careful with
a lot
your pictures.
Of good video.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, especially, you know, if you dress up as a pirate.
Yeah. Yeah. People get a little crazy on Gasparilla. So.
Getting wild.
That's fun.
Getting down.
Yeah.
The Renaissance Festival, when they have that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's some of this stuff, obviously, well, Christmas this year. Did you know the thing they're doing at the Tampa Bay Rays Stadium?
Oh, I heard about that. It's like a Christmas maze or something.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the largest light maze in the world, I guess.
Oh, I think I did hear that. That is really cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll be
like
able to get
down $20, I think.
Really?
Yeah, $20 to go through it.
Sounds stressful with 5-year-old twins to take them to a busy Christmas maze. I'll probably pass on that this year.
What?
But
they'd be mesmerized. It's a way to keep them, you know, keep their attention.
Man.
If that can't keep their attention,
or lose them in the maze.
Well, you can put some leashes on them or whatever. Don't you have the kid leashes?
I did try those at one point. But
just tie them together.
Oh my gosh. Some cool venues for like weddings and stuff. I've been to a lot of weddings at the Marriott Waterside. There's always really pretty picture opportunities down there. You've got like Harbor Island down there.
Yeah. You didn't think the aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously you can, you know, take some. I see a lot of people taking pictures in front of the.
Yeah, the aquarium's cool.
The aquarium.
Yeah.
Spark Memorial once it's completely done.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Here's a good one, but it's like I said, it happens once in a while, but it's the where they do the chalk.
I don't know where that is.
The chalk art in Clearwater, right on Clearwater Beach. That sidewalk, the boardwalk or whatever you want to call it, the sidewalk there.
Okay, that's cool.
They do some pretty cool ones.
I bet.
Yeah. And they'll actually they make them look 3D.
Wow.
Sometimes, like, you ever see the ones where it looks like the sidewalks collapsed or whatever, and there's like a ravine?
Oh, my God.
You never seen that?
No, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Whoa. That takes talent.
Check my Instagram. I got a couple pictures on there with me there.
We'll hop on your Instagram.
Of that.
Oh my gosh.
From last year.
There's like a lot of really cool little barns and ranches around Tampa, from, you know, like Odessa to Sefner to Dade City, kind of like in the outskirts.
Yeah.
Those are always cool for pictures or for weddings.
Keel and Curly, I was there, probably 6 weeks ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And they do weddings there.
Yeah.
And they have some pretty nice photo op areas.
They do. Yeah, they do like wine tastings and stuff too. That
place
is fun.
Yeah, you can take some, I guess, you know, by their vineyards.
You
can take some, you know, if you want to get your wedding done, pictures done by the vineyards.
drink some wine at the same
Keelan
time.
Keelan Curly.
Sounds like my kind of wedding.
Yeah. Well, you're going to drink wine anyway, regardless.
Yes, pretty much.
I don't need a wedding for a reason to drink.
Yes, I love it. Oh, my gosh. The Hyatt, Grand Hyatt, that looks over, like, the Gandy area is always really pretty, too, for pictures. Just even of, like, a sunset picture.
Right.
They've got, I think it's Armani's is the restaurant up there. I have to double check the name, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
That's Hermes? Hermes?
Not Hermes.
Hermes, whatever it is. Is there an Hermes store in Tampa?
I don't know. I don't know. Like I said, I don't buy
International Hermes. Mall. Anybody know Hermes? Is there a store?
At least in Miami.
International Mall, maybe, or something?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think so, but I could be wrong.
You got to go to Miami?
Probably.
Shoot, for that kind of money, they should come to you. They should come to your house with all the options.
There's a lot of different,
You shouldn't have to go to them.
Let's talk about, like, in Pinellas, they've got the Don Cesar, the Vinoy.
Oh, yeah, I forgot Don Cesar. That's always a good picture opportunity.
Yeah.
How about, like, for, I mean, yeah, weddings is one thing. The beach is obviously great, but, like, for, like, selfies.
Oh, selfies.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. I don't do a lot of selfies.
My phone, now if it wasn't recording, I could look through my Instagram and see where people are taking them.
Yeah.
But there's some, spots in Tampa that I always see.
That is a good one.
All the murals and stuff get a lot of attention as a backdrop.
Yeah.
In fact, I think I took a good one outside of the treehouse. They have a little mural that's pretty cool on the side. That turned out to be a pretty good selfie with me and the big dog.
Where's the treehouse?
It's down in South Tampa, going towards Hyde Park. I think it's on Swan.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of cool murals in Tampa, and it's hard to find them. They don't really have.
Well, this is a small one, so it's easier to take a selfie in front of. It's not like one of the big ones, like the Tampa one or the Dream Big one over there on Bears.
Yeah, that's
Bears
cool.
Ed. I like that one.
Yeah, that one is cool.
It's good.
Forgot about that one too.
I always thought, the heart place on Bears Ave. With the big heart out front. I thought that would be a great spot to take a selfie.
That is a cool spot.
Background.
There's so many fun little finds,
Yeah.
You just have to stumble upon them.
Even though I'm not much of a selfie taker.
Yeah.
But not very good at it.
Yeah. Another cool place is like downtown Dade City area. It's really cute down there. It's small, but they've got a lot of little older looking buildings.
Downtown Dade City?
Yeah, and the Dade
City. Oh, they got, St. Leo.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is a pretty area. Yeah.
Oh, well, you get all the hills. If you want to take pictures of hills and stuff like that, that's like pretty much the only place you can.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, there's not a lot of hills.
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you one place I took some pictures at recently with one of my photographer friends. I'll give her a shout out, Jennifer Alyssa Photography. She's awesome too. We took some pictures down at Foundation Coffee. That's on Franklin Street. And that was really cool. They had a really pretty backdrop and a big sitting area in the back.
Foundation Coffee?
Yeah, Foundation Coffee. And they were really nice. I said, we're taking some pictures. I hope that's okay. And they do the coffees with the little drawings on top. I got like a heart-shaped latte. It was cute. So,
yeah. You love them heart-shaped lattes.
I do. I love anything with caffeine.
I want to find one that can like write something on the top.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a place in Armature Works. I got to remember the name of it. They do the same thing. They might be able to write something. They're pretty crafty in there.
Are they?
Yeah.
Which one is it?
It's in Armature Works. All right.
I know which one you mean.
Yeah. I think we mentioned it before.
Yeah. I just want them to write, like, Hermes on the top so I can sell my cup of coffee for, like, $1,200.
Oh, my God. There you go. It's Union Coffee. In Armature Works, so yeah. Have you tried any other new places in Tampa lately?
No, I mean, I talk about that Kale and Curly. It is a while ago, but
yeah,
the place is pretty neat. They, you know, they started out just doing like a blueberry wine, but they've since have gone to regular wine and beer as well, craft beer. That was the only way. That's how you had to get the men in there. That was a smart move.
Yeah.
You know, because we want chicken wings and beer.
Right.
Men are pretty simple. Wine. Yeah. So no, they had. It was pretty good. I'm trying to remember what I had a stout, and
was it good?
Food wise, I'm trying to think of the food what I had. It was good. They had a Bavarian. I believe I had a Bavarian pretzel.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, with our cheese, beer cheese, and hot mustard. Mm. But yeah, it was good. It was good. I liked it. Yeah. We did a little. We didn't take the tour. You can actually take like a tour of the whole vineyards and everything. Didn't do that, but did walk around and check it out. Like I said, I saw the wedding area where they host weddings and stuff.
Oh, cool.
So it was nice. It was laid back. It's in the middle of, you know, nowhere.
Yeah. But it's cool. You know, another good place to get a good pretzel like that is, this is very random, Cheval Golf and Country Club. They have a very good pretzel appetizer.
Really?
in their little clubhouse area.
Yeah.
I don't know, I had it one day and I was amazed. Who would have thought?
Well, I had a good one at the Fat Rabbit. Man, Rabbit's got a good one. It's huge.
Yeah, Fat Rabbit is so good.
Yeah, Fat Rabbit. I was almost going to go there last night, but I went to the liquor store and bought that.
Yeah.
I asked the guy, because at Fat Rabbit, I had the peanut butter cup old fashioned.
Yeah.
So when I was at the liquor store at ABC in Wesley Chapel yesterday buying, you know, I was going to buy a small gift for my
client.
Yeah. Well, the father of the client.
Aww.
I'm buying two gifts, basically. Yeah. I'm buying him one because he's doing it, but the new homeowners are actually the kid. Aww. So I'm buying them something bigger.
Wow.
But I wanted to get them something nice, you know. So I asked them, I go, how do you make this peanut butter cup?
Yeah.
Old fashioned. So.
Did he know?
Oh,
my God.
He went right for that bottle of Screwball or whatever it was, and then some chocolate bitters.
Ooh.
The little thing. And I even bought the round ice mold.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I could have my big round ice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Sounds like a good little cocktail.
But I was going to go over there. Theirs is a little better because they smoke it somehow. I got to figure out how they do that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if they're smoking the glass or smoking the actual old fashioned.
Yeah, you got to find out.
Yeah, I want to find out. Maybe they use like a drop of like, because I think there's some smokes, like stuff.
Like liquid smoke or something,
liquid smoke.
Maybe that's what it is. Ooh, find out and let us know.
I know, I gotta find out. But shout out to Fat Rabbit for getting me hooked on something.
I tried another new place. It's not a restaurant, but it's a place in Carrollwood called the Little Play Place. It's great if you're a mom. It's a nice, clean, safe place to take your kids. So I'll be doing a small business spotlight on that for my page, Let's Talk Tampa, this week. So yeah, if you've got little ones, check out Little Play Place in Carrollwood. It's really, really cool.
Little Play Place.
And air conditioned.
And air conditioned? Well, I hope so.
You're not in the Florida sun. So it's a nice place to take the kids over the summer or rain day.
Your kids getting heat strokes.
No. Neither do you.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, so do you have any real estate tips for this week's episode? We haven't done one of those in a while. You got anything good over there, Rob?
Well, actually, like off the top of my mind, like yesterday, you know, for my closing, who knows when you're going to watch this podcast or listen to it, but we had a situation. So even though the buyer had an appointment with his banker to get the wire transferred, it went through all the steps. You know, you always gotta nowadays make sure that you're in direct contact with the title company and your bank,
right?
And there's no like in between, and it's verbal or on their phone at the same time, whatever. You know, you're not doing it through emails. Well, apparently his bank decided to take it another step further.
Oh no.
And he was supposed to be initiating the wire in person.
Oh geez.
Right, so yeah. Banker didn't know that at the time. It was something I'm guessing popped up on the screen saying that he had initiated in person.
Oh my goodness.
So we had to go to a branch. Wow. Thank God there's a branch close by.
Yeah.
And do it. So I guess the tip is to make sure you know the rules that your bank has in place for wire transfers.
Yeah.
Whether you have to initiate it in person or authorize it, whatever, prior to the day of closing, because even though he thought all his I's were dotted and T's were crossed, mm-hmm. They threw a last minute
curveball,
yeah, moved the goalpost, so to speak.
Oh my gosh.
And it set us back a few hours.
Yeah.
So.
Man, yeah, that's always
something. It still happened, but it's, you know.
Wow. Yeah. So make sure you know all the steps for your closing with your title company and your bank before. Mm-hmm. I guess, you know, those are things you got to ask for that you don't even think could potentially be possible. But all it takes is one person to drop the ball and then they throw everyone else out of whack.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm glad it worked out though.
That's yeah. Good. And if you're going to Hermes, make Fair sure, bad. You know, you're going to get some wire transferred there. It's, you know, buy a purse.
Yeah. Maybe
sure.
You can wire transfer your purse for a deposit or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, thanks y'all for listening today. We hope you enjoyed meeting Eric Bunch with NTP2 Photography.
Yeah, we'll have to have him on again later when we can have him on a little longer and go deeper into this, because I did want to do some tips and tricks and stuff like that. But
that'd be cool. Maybe we can do like a
I don't know any. So
yeah,
I was going to ask that. Eric and pick his brain and tell everybody, but mm-hmm. You know, perhaps I know he's invited us to come out on his podcast, so
cool. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Maybe at that time we'll do like a double.
Yeah. Ooh, I like it.
Set up ours and
just a dual podcast episode. I don't know. Cool. Oh my gosh.
All right, guys.
Well, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks.
Have a great day.
Watch out for next time.
Yes.
Like, subscribe, follow. It means a lot. Bye.
Bye.